Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Got a great show for you today. Buck Showalter will be joining us at 5:30 today, right after WAG Wednesday at 5 o'clock with Chelsea Barnes, the wife of Red Sox pitcher Matt Barnes. So it's going to be a great afternoon as we get into it today. And, of course, the New York Yankees. I mean, what else are you going to say? They're just a dominant team. They get it from everywhere. And now the big story is Aaron Judge and what do you do? To me, it's very simple. Nothing. I don't offer Aaron Judge another nickel. I don't offer him another year. I don't even return his agent's phone call. I leave it alone. Because if this is what it takes for that guy to have a second career year, good. Why would I want to F that up? Good afternoon, Evan. How are you today, kid?
Did you hear our open?
I did, yes.
Yes. Yeah, in that open.
I said the same thing. Did I not?
No.
I said you signed that deal, you son of a gun.
Basically, what you said is every Yankee fan is saying, how could you not sign this deal?
On the Aaron Judge side, right?
You got some balls, Judge.
Yes. You got some balls,
you got
Judge.
Well, here's the beautiful thing, Yankee fans. He does have some balls.
Yeah, good.
He's got really, really big you-know-what.
Cleones.
And he's backing it up. And that is music to your ears because this was always, Craig, a win-win. It was always a win-win. If you sign Aaron Judge, great. You've got him signed long-term. If you can't work a deal out, then you basically say, go have another career season. And then, yeah, it's going to cost us more. But if you give us another career season and win an MVP, we got a really good chance to win this division. We have a really good chance to win a championship.
Sure.
And you're getting that.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Listen, I think this has worked out perfectly. I mean, this couldn't be any better for the Yankee organization or for you and I as Yankee fans. Like, and again, I don't know that he's extra motivated. He's a really good baseball player. Always has been when he's healthy, right? So, to me, I hear all the other talks just talking about, you got to sign him now. You got to offer him more money. No! This is working out perfectly!
There are a lot of guys that don't have career seasons and contract years. Aroldis Chapman's in a contract year.
Yeah.
Michael Conforto last year was in a contract year, but Edwin Diaz is in a contract year.
Yeah.
Aaron Judge is in a contract year.
And guess what? They're all going to get paid a lot of money.
And if they get paid, if Aaron Judge gets paid a much bigger contract than what the Yankees offered a month and a half ago, but you keep him, then who the hell cares?
Right. I agree 100%.
Then like, it was all worth it.
Yep. I would not. I'm not even kidding. Like, he's had thus far, it's, you know, just under 40 games, a great start. To this season, a great start to the season. Never mind him complaining about the dimensions of Camden Yards. Like, come on, dude. Like, you've had the benefit of a short porch your whole career. How about you zip your lip about the dimensions of a ballpark?
Hold on.
That would have been out last year.
Let me,
what are we doing?
I have to defend Aaron Boone and Aaron Judge, who, by the way, referred to Camden Yards with the exact same quote. They referred to build a ballpark
or something.
So they must have talked about this offline.
Yeah.
But the only reason why I have no problem with the Yankees complaining, commenting on the new Oriole Park is it is so effing different. Like, Camden Yards has been around forever. We've all grown used to
it. You always told me that's the beauty of baseball.
No, it is. But they're commenting on something that's new.
Yeah, but
when someone talks about Yankee Stadium, my response is, dude, this ballpark's been around for 13 years.
Right.
This is old news. But this is still like their fifth game at Oriole Park.
To be fair, though, everybody reacted to the comments a week ago about playing in a minor league ball,
little league ballpark. It's different,
dude. On the Gleyber Torres home run.
Yeah,
like come on, man.
It's different.
You got a double.
This is a
fun.
Well, no. Aaron Judge said the exact same thing I thought when I'm watching this game. That John Sterling thought when he was watching
and
this game.
And the guy that does that website said it's a home run in 29 out of 30 ballparks.
No, it's a home run at Oriole Park until this year. Like, we've watched thousands of games in this bandbox of a stadium.
Yeah.
And I like what they've done with it, by the way. I love that they've done it, but I can understand why a player who's played there a bunch makes a comment when... For every other year, that's an easy home run.
I mean, Citi Field's changed its dimensions to benefit David Wright. You know, he was pissed off that it cost him a bunch of home runs. The Orioles changed their dimensions. Dude, you're having a great year. Let's just keep the good mojo going and keep hitting home runs and doubles and extra base hits and play good defensively. But to get back to our original premise here, which we are clearly in lockstep on, do not offer Aaron Judge a bigger contract. Do not. He said, his agent's decision, we're not talking during the season. You got it, buddy. Because I want this to continue.
Well, also, like, I think Aaron Judge is going to have a monster season. I think this is going to continue. He's on pace to hit 63 home runs. I don't think he's going to hit 63 home runs. But can Aaron Judge possibly match his rookie season where he went for 52 with an OPS over 1,000? Sure, it's possible. You don't know if things are going to change, though. So why would you all of a sudden, in the middle of a season, say, okay, I changed my mind. Here's right. $300 million.
Right.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
So you sit back, you relax, and you enjoy this. You enjoy everything about this. Not just Aaron Judge having a monster MVP season, but Michael King making you think of Mariano Rivera circa 1996. Enjoy all of it, dude.
Yeah, the only thing I didn't enjoy, it's funny, apropos of our conversation yesterday, and I know he hasn't blown a save yet. You know, his one really bad performance was in a 2-2 game when he came in a couple nights ago.
You also got pulled before he blew a save?
Yeah, that's fair.
In fairness?
Chapman has not been great. And right now, you know, we've survived it. Hasn't blown a save, to be fair. You know, leaves the game yesterday. The couple men on base gets the final out on the foul ball pop-up. But boy, it is fun. When the New York Yankees are rocking and rolling, it's like when the Knicks are really good. I think I remember those days.
Yeah.
As long ago as they
do you
may
remember?
Have been. Yeah.
Sorry about that lottery
yeah.
last night,
yeah,
by the way.
It's quite all right.
My bad.
It's just different, man. It's different. When the New York Yankees are not even debatably the best team in baseball, it's different.
Yeah, well, it's also
and it's
different.
Awesome.
It's also different that we are still 3 weeks removed from you, amongst
yeah.
others, calling them a boring team, a broken team. Cashman's got to go. So this is still fresh and new how in love you are with the New York Yankees.
Well, if you're a diehard Yankee fan, I want to hear your take on Judge. I hope you agree with me and Evan. You cannot extend him now. You can't offer him a nickel more. And I don't care what John Heyman writes in the paper today, that the Yankees are willing to give him more and always were. We knew that. The Yankees made an initial offer. It was rejected. And then the season started. And Aaron Judge decided, very publicly, I'm not going to do this during the season. I'm willing to, quote-unquote, bet on myself.
There is one thing, this one caveat that makes this situation a little different. And that's the fact that they have not agreed on how much he's making this season. The Yankees set a number, Aaron Judge set a number, and there's an arbitration hearing scheduled for the middle of June.
Yeah, $17 million or $21
million. Right, so because there's that debate on this year's salary, that does lead to conversations about this season, because a lot of guys settle before they get to arbitration.
Right. Which they're allowed to do. If they say, let's just call it 19 and call it a day,
so
they can do that.
As you're talking about this year, it could lead to discussions about next year and beyond, but overall, I agree. Let this season play out. There's a window before free agency starts. It's when the Mets re-signed Mike Piazza before he ever got to free agency, where you've got a chance to make a deal. And if it gets to free agency and everybody's able to bid on him, then the New York Yankees just have to remind you that they're the New York effing Yankees and they don't let Aaron Judge walk away.
Right.
Period.
There's no risk here, the way I see it. No risk at all. And I'm loving it. And good for Aaron Judge. You know, a lot of times guys say they're going to do it and they don't perform on the field, and it does cost them money. This guy's been money good this year, and I think it's great. But to the notion of, hey, let's panic and quickly offer him $500 million, I wouldn't offer him a nickel. I really wouldn't. I would respect the fact that he doesn't want to talk till after the year, and I'll cross my fingers he stays healthy and he keeps killing the baseball.
How much money will he get, though, if he goes 55-130?
He'll get 300 mil.
I mean, he may.
He'll get 300 mil.
It's the greatest bet on yourself moment we've ever seen.
Or, and by the way, maybe he doesn't get 300 million. 7 years, 40 per, that's 280.
Like, it's all about what other teams are out there willing to pay him. You need a market, and that's, you know, to be determined.
But listen, he's going to get more than the 240, I think, was the offer of that, if I remember correctly.
Right.
He's going to get more than that, but how much more? Listen, once you're making $250 million over any amount of time, it's just the ego. It's nothing else. It's not life-changing money. It doesn't change how many boats you have or cars you have or houses you can buy or private jets you can fly in. It's more about ego and more about where do I stand in relation to my peers financially.
Yeah, you look across town and you look at Francisco Lindor's contract and you say, no, I'm getting paid more. I'm sorry.
Right.
But the thing you have to love if you're a Yankee fan, and this is why I was confident he was going to have a good year this year, is he's never given us a sign that he can't handle New York. He's never shown that to us.
He's been great since his rookie year.
Since his rookie season with all the pressure that was on him. And I think that this performance, even through a month and a half, even though we're only in the middle of May, is another example that if there is a guy built for New York, it's Aaron Judge. We talked about this a month ago. You brought up, we're going to start booing Aaron Judge. He's only hit. He hasn't hit a home run yet. And I'm not mocking you in this. I'm just saying that that was the kind of criticism he was facing from Yankee fans.
Yeah.
2 weeks into the season, oh, we're going to boo him. You turned down all that money.
By the way, he got booed the first week and a half of the season.
And how's he responded?
Let's not forget.
And how's
we booed him.
And how's he responded?
He's responded with, okay, you're right. I need to be better. And he has been better. Yeah. And you got to respect that. He recognized he wasn't performing.
Aaron Judge is built for this town. He has shown that since the moment he's gotten here. And that is why it would be just ridiculous for the New York Yankees to ever let him walk out that door. And they won't. It may get dicey. It may get Bernie-like. Remember Bernie Williams? He's about to sign with the Red Sox. We may have a lot of anxious moments, or you may have a lot of anxious moments. But at the end of the day, there is no way they're going to let this guy leave.
No, and I wouldn't give him any money now because you know exactly what would happen. If they gave him $300 million now, whatever the number turns out to be, and he goes through a two-week slump, it would not be pretty for anybody, right? So anyway, good job, Yanks. They have Gerrit Cole on the mound tonight. Even with Gerrit Cole on the mound, they're probably going to win. That brings them to 28-9.
What the hell kind of comment was that?
How about this?
He's 3-0 with a 2.95 ERA.
How about
time for your comeuppance? You can't get to just throw shade at Gerrit Cole have it be unchallenged.
Yes.
So I'm going to challenge you. He's 3-0 with a 2.95 ERA.
He's pitched a lot better the last month.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I've acknowledged that.
Okay.
I've acknowledged
then why are you saying they will win despite having Gerrit Cole on the mound?
No, because Gerrit Cole, here.
Spit it out.
He's here, he's there, he's everywhere. Gerrit Cole's pitching very well.
Oh, is he?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Albeit against minor leaguers.
I mean, look,
he is pitching very well lately.
He's not Max Scherzer, who also goes tonight, but he's pitched very well over the last few
starts. Yeah, he has pitched well, and I assume they win. So the Yankees have a chance to do something that, I don't know, historically, I'm sure it's been done a couple times, but it's not been done a lot.
What's that?
And that is be 20 games over 500 with less than 40 games played.
Yeah.
They can be 29-9 if they win their next two, right? That would put them, 20 games over 500 with less than 40 games played.
You know,
that is stupid.
You know you're off to a good start when every comparison made goes back to in my money, the greatest sports team I've ever seen. And that's the 1998 New York Yankees.
Yes.
Who started 31-9. That's what that team did. And the other thing to keep in mind, and this may not matter to you at all, but I want to point it out. We as Met fans have seen collapses before. Red Sox fans have seen collapses before. Outside of 2015, where the Yankees had a six-game lead in August and then played 500 ball the rest of the way and won a wild card but didn't win the division. When the Yankees get to a seven-game lead, they win the division throughout their history.
So they're not going to play a meaningful game again until October.
I didn't say that.
I mean, that's our reality right now.
I didn't say that.
And let's embrace that because it makes all of us happy.
Did not say that.
Later today, you know, you got the Rangers game on tonight. And, of course, we have WAG Wednesday at 5 o'clock. Chelsea Barnes joins us. And then at 5:30, apropos of coming in right after WAG Wednesday, we have the New York Met manager, Buck Showalter, stopping by to say hi. And we look forward to talking to Buck because yesterday something happened before the second game between the Mets and the Cardinals that was just disgusting. Just absolutely disgusting.
What, me driving over there?
No, and unacceptable. Oh. No, you went over there. Oh, yeah, you did go in between the two games.
That's yeah.
Right. And did you stay for the game or no?
Of course I did.
Because your dad was there, right?
I had this plan to leave and DVR the game. I was going to go pick up something. And then I got there and I went. And I'm going tonight, too.
Because Scherzer's pitching, right?
Damn right.
And you have an agreement at home. I don't miss a Max Scherzer home start.
Max Scherzer and Jacob DeGrom home starts. But Jake's made this easy this year.
Yes, he has.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.